Thank you for calling City Claim Management. My name is Anna. How can I assist you today?
Hey, I want to call to report a vehicle accident.
Okay, in what state?
Pennsylvania.
Just one moment, sir.
All right.
Do you have that VIN number?
Have the what?
Do you have the VIN number to the vehicle?
Yes, I do. It is 3 Charlie 6 Uniform Romeo Victor Juliet Golf X-ray Kilo Echo 545186.
Okay, let me repeat that. 3 C as in Charlie 6 U as in umbrella, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, J as in Joe, G as in girl, X as in X-ray, K as in kite, E as in echo, 545186. Okay, and do you have the policy number also?
That's my Marsh number or whatever. I do have that. Go back to that tab. A, excuse me, sorry. A is in Alpha, L is in Lima, A is in Alpha, 2-0-0-0-1-4-2-9.
Okay, and what's the date of loss? 2024. Okay, just one moment. Let me get that pulled up. What's the name of the company?
Veterans Delivery Workforce and Logistics.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
My name is Victor Whitelock.
Could you do the spelling to your last name?
Whitelock.
And you're the DSP, correct?
You said I'm what?
Are you the DSP?
Correct.
Would you be able to provide me a good address for yourself?
Myself.
Yes, you can give me the office or the. I just need an address for you.
Okay, 2424 West 23rd Street, Erie, PA. And that's 16506.
And a good email address for you.
Do Victor W dot VDWL as in my short code at gmail.com.
What's a good phone number for you?
814-812, I'm sorry, 814-844-2272.
And is this a mobile number or work phone number?
That's a mobile.
Would you like to receive emails regarding the claim?
Yes, please.
And would you be able to give me a brief description of what happened?
Yes. My driver was parked on the side of the road and a box truck hit him. Somebody else's company.
Okay, and was the engine running at that time?
I believe so. And the four-way flashers were on. They were at a customer's house. We also have video of it.
And around what time did this accident occur?
Just before noon.
Would you be able to tell me the damages to the vehicle?
Was there damage to the vehicle?
Yes.
Yeah, the entire driver's side of the van was hit and scraped, so like there's significant damage to the body of it. Significant damage. Both the tires were blown out, the mirrors gone, airbags deployed from the back corner of it. The entire what is it, the brake light is destroyed.
Okay, and you said driver's side, so that was a both passenger and driver's side tire.
No, both the driver's side tires. They hit us from behind, so hit us from the back and basically scraped along the whole side of the van.
Okay.
And blew out both the driver's side tires.
And which on what side of the mirror was that the driver's side also?
Yes, everything's driver's side of the vehicle.
Okay. Was the vehicle towed or was it,
Was towed.
Do you know who was the driver at that time?
My driver or the other driver?
No, your driver.
Yes, his name is Timothy, Timothy. Humphreys, Humphreys.
And do you have any of his contact information, like his address, phone number, email?
Which I guess address is 1132 Atkins Street, Erie, PA 16503.
Okay, any other information on him?
Phone number is 814-881-1301.
Did he have any injuries?
He has some like brush burn from the airbags being deployed. At least that's what we know at this time. Of course, we told him to stay home just in case, you know, anything happens after the adrenaline wears off. But at this time, I don't know of anything other than, like I said, the brush burns on his arm from the airbags deploying.
Okay. And he wasn't taken into an ambulance, or he wasn't hospitalized?
He was not.
Okay, do you have his license number?
3350-9938.
And this is a Pennsylvania license?
It is.
Any other person in that vehicle at that time?
No.
Okay. Do you know the year, make, and model of the other vehicle?
Other vehicle? Yes. It's a 2022 International Harvester. And then the model would be a International Harvester 4000 series.
And do you have the VIN number to that vehicle?
Of the other person's vehicle, it is 1, H as in hotel, T as in tango, E as in echo, U as in uniform, M as in Mike, L as in Lima, 9, N as in November, H as in hotel, 233392.
And do you have the plate number?
Plate number, where'd it go? It's an Ohio plate, and it is, oh, excuse me, sorry, P, W, P as in Paul, W as in whiskey, R as in Romeo, 6956.
And who's the owner to this vehicle?
It's AIM company. Or AIM Transportation Solutions, maybe.
AIN Transportation.
M as in Mike.
Oh, okay. So AIM as in Mary?
Correct.
You said transportation. Do you have any of that company information, like an address or phone number?
Yes. It is 1500 Trumbull Avenue, and that's T-R-U-M-B-U-L-L Avenue, Girard, Ohio. Zip code is 44420.
And do you have their phone number?
I got the driver's phone number.
Okay.
Oh, no. I have the insurance company's phone number. I don't have the I don't have Ames' phone number.
Okay. Do you know if they had any injuries? Sorry.
Do not.
Any damages to their vehicle?
Yeah.
Do you know the damages?
From what I can see, their passenger mirror, the front fender, like above the tire, the step to get into the passenger side of the vehicle, and then the corner of the box right behind the right behind the passenger side. So all of this is on the passenger side of the vehicle. But that's all I can see from the, actually it looks like a lug nut might be missing.
Okay, you said passenger mirror, the front fender, the step to the vehicle, and also you said the passenger, what was it again?
It's the corner of the box, so like, because it's a box truck, so the corner of the box right behind the passenger's seat, that's dented in. And then looks like one of their lugs are broken off of their tire, their passenger tire as well.
These, all of these are on the passenger side.
Correct.
Do you know if that vehicle was drivable or did they get it also towed?
I'm not sure.
And what's the name of the driver?
Robert Ulrich, it's Ulrich.
Okay, do you have any of his information, like his address, phone number, or email?
Phone number is 814-969-1166. Address is 354 West 31st Street, Erie, PA 16508.
Okay, let me repeat his phone number, 814-969-1166. Do you have his license number?
Where'd it go? 304-55-427.
And this is registered in Pennsylvania.
His license is Pennsylvania, but the vehicle itself is registered in Ohio because of the company.
And do you know if you say you don't know if the driver had any injuries?
I don't know anything about their driver at all.
Any other person in that vehicle that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Were the police involved?
They were.
Do you have a police report number?
I do, and it is, where is the report number on here? Oh, there it is. It's PA 2024-127-7515.
And what was the name of the police department that came out?
Pennsylvania State Police. Their jurisdiction was Girard, or I'm sorry, not jurisdiction, but their, I don't know, whatever, their local spot, their armory, whatever they call themselves.
And you said Pennsylvania Police?
Pennsylvania State Police.
Are you aware of any witnesses?
I am not. Would it say that on the police report anywhere? I might be overlooking it.
It should.
Okay. All I see, I guess when I'm looking through it, I see where it happened, the time, all that stuff, who, you know, the patrolman or investigator, whatever. Yeah, I don't see where it says witnesses, so I guess no.
Okay. And do you have the last location address of where this occurred at?
I do. It happened just in front of 11340 Ridge Road, RIDGE Road, Girard, PA. And that's GIRARD. I don't have the zip code.
Okay, I'm just getting this claim number for you.
Okay. I do have a couple photos of the accident, and then I also have a video of it, and I have the police report. So when somebody reaches out, I can get all that over to them.
Okay, sure, no problem. I have the claim number when you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be X as an X-ray. Season Charlie.
Okay.
-05916.
Sorry, it jumbled up. All I heard was XC.
Okay, I'm sorry. So it's XC-O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, -24-05916.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and I have the adjuster's information too.
Okay.
Adjuster name is going to be Devoni. The first spelling of her first name is D as in David, E, V as in Victor, O.
I think I lost you again. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Got you back.
Oh, there you go. Got you back.
I heard Dovon, and then I lost you.
I'm sorry, you're cutting
Hello?
out.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
It keeps cutting out. I can just wait for them to send me their information.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No worries. I appreciate everything.
Sure.
So that.
Yes, sir. They should contact you and then they'll give you updates about the claim.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Sure, no problem. Have a great day.
You too.